westcoastcryptos.com.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. I'm Taylor Elf, and welcome to another edition of West Coast Cryptos Daily. Here's what's happening. Bitcoin and Ethereum have experienced a small boost after the latest U.S. Labor Department report revealed that employment stayed solid in August. Job growth in the U.S. slowed down in August, but remained strong despite economic concerns and rising fears of recession. The Labor Department report revealed that employers added 315 jobs over the past month. The U.S. unemployment rate increased to 3.7% from 3.5% in July, just slightly higher than expectations. The data revealed today appears to have been welcomed by investors. Bitcoin has recorded a price increase of around 2%, while Ethereum has pulled out ahead, registering a 5% gain at airtime. Despite the recent jump, technical factors still point to a steeper correction in the near future. Look out below. Next up, Kyle MacDonald. Never heard of him. He's an independent researcher, and he's predicting that the Bitcoin network may be regulated away, causing the price of Bitcoin to collapse. He recommends selling Bitcoin now. The reason is that after the Ethereum blockchain switches to a drastically less energy-intensive method of validating transactions, known as proof of stake, investors and regulators may realize that the energy-intensive method that both Bitcoin and Ethereum use now, called proof of work, was never really necessary. MacDonald said that because Bitcoin doesn't have the coordination like Ethereum to leave proof of work, it could be the first to be regulated away. Crypto's energy consumption has become a major bone of contention for environmental activists and governments. And MacDonald said Bitcoin will never see $69,000 again. The cryptocurrency traded close to that mark last November. Ethereum Switch, a software update called the Merge, is expected to happen this month, and one expected benefit is that not as many computers will be required to keep the blockchain going. MacDonald said the possibility of Ethereum cutting energy costs by 99.95% is highly realistic. And a non-fungible token ticket to beer with actor Bill Murray sold for 119.2 ETH. That's around $185,000. It happened on Wednesday in a charity auction-style bidding war. The NFT is a one-of-one collection part of the actor's Bill Murray 1000 collection. It was created by The Shack in partnership with Coinbase's non-fungible token marketplace. Only 82 of the 1,000 NFTs from the collection have so far been released. Only the one-of-ones comes with beer utility. The cheapest addition to purchase on Coinbase's marketplace listed for 11 ETH, and that's around $17,000. The auction drew up a bidding war involving six different JPEG collectors, garnering 60 bids before Coinbase user Brant Bursmer came out on top. Bursmer will have their date with the actor immortalized on canvas along with the blockchain. David Grizzle, the artist behind the collection, will be in attendance to paint a portrait of Brant Bursmer and Murray together, which the holder gets to keep while they have their beer. Can't wait to see that. Well, that's going to do it for another exciting episode of West Coast Cryptos Daily. Thanks for being there. Thanks for checking in. We'll see you next time. And remember, cryptos are real.
WestCoastCryptos.com